Good evening, everybody. Yeah, good evening, everybody, and welcome to another episode here of Let's Talk Air Guns. It is a very brisk, not nearly as cold as yesterday evening, but a wonderful day here in West Texas. And guess what, guys? We are back to full strength here on the crew, and I am super excited. I am privileged, dare I say thrilled, to have Airgun Angie back on the show. Angie, how you doing?
Hey, Rick. I'm fine. Thank you.
that was a lot of intro, wasn't it?
Yeah. It has been a while since I've been on the show, and it's nice to be back. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's good to have you. And yeah, we've had our, yeah, we've been, you've been, well, we were traveling. I was down there. We did the Gamma thing. And then you had, Rick, I've got so much time to hunt, and I'm going to go hunt. And so you did that. And then, yeah, it's been holidays.
And last week we had bad weather. We had, our power was out until 3 o'clock in the morning. So,
Wow. Well, we have, hopefully we'll have some fun today. It looks like you're a little out of sync on our video. Why don't you say hi like this? A hi.
Hi. Yep. Yeah, I'm slow.
Oh man. I don't know what to do with that. Let me try something here. Forgive us, guys. It seemed to be working, and then now it's not working. But that's just all part of the deal, isn't it? I'm going to add a new layer here. You guys are watching us do this in real time. Let's see if we bring this in, and then what we might do. Hey there, say hi again.
Hi again. Yep, I think I'm still slow.
Oh, you're a little better. We can turn your volume down so we don't have you. I think we'll be all right. You're going to be like a bad Chinese dub or something, you know, like a bad kung fu movie. You know, you'll be there just a little bit behind. It's all right. All right. So
kind of normal.
That's going to screw me up. Watching your, I hear you. And then blah, blah, blah. I don't know.
Just restart me.
I'm going to hit this button. This is what I'm going to do. And I'm going to hang up on Angie. Everybody say bye, Angie. And then we're going to call Angie back and bring her back up. That's what we're going to do here. I'll call you right back, Angie. So we're going to hang up on Angie. And then we're going to call Angie back. We're going to get her here on the thing without her being time delayed.
Is that better?
Yeah, I think that's better. Let me switch over. Let's see. Is it better?
Is it better?
Wave. Hi. Yeah, that's good. We'll do that. That works. There is more than one way to skin the proverbial cat. Well, guys, thank you so much for joining us and putting up with our shenanigans here in the beginning. We were talking a little bit about, it's been a while since we've had the opportunity to be up on the show again. And before I've got a whole list of things to chat about, and I'm actually going to let Angie kind of tell you guys what's been going on. She's going to be at SHOT Show. If you guys can be at SHOT Show, maybe you guys can go, you know, find her, catch her, and wrangle her into, you know, having a cup of coffee or something. But I'll let her tell you guys what's going on. And I'm going to grab some viewer questions that we're going to get to at the end of the show. So go ahead, Angie.
The one thing, you won't have to wrangle me into having a cup of coffee. I love coffee. Yeah.
Be easy.
That'll be easy. Yep. I'm getting ready to go to SHOT Show. I'll leave Sunday. Me and my editor, Maggie, will be going out there. We'll have some meetings. It's not going to be the same as it has been in the past. I probably won't be doing as many interviews with the manufacturers and stuff, but I'll probably do some lives. So make sure you guys watch out for those. We'll do some live shows and kind of show you guys what's going on in the air gun world there at SHOT. I got something new today from Pyramid Air. Yep. I finally got an Avenge X.
Yay. What caliber?
Yeah. 25, of course.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah. I think I have not opened it yet, but I did request the tactical conversion, I mean the tactical one, and then the wooden bullpup stock as a cool side, so I can kind of convert it a little bit.
Cool, that's awesome. I have to go out and do something with a 22, but I've got a short. An unboxing I'm going to be filming. I don't know if you saw the show last week, but I was talking about the guns from Keystone Air Guns, which are the Cometas, and I'm going to unbox. I was going to unfill that today, but things happen. I didn't get to it. I'm going to do the unboxing, and then weather permitting, I've got a couple, I think, fun things to do down at the range. Excuse me. And I'm looking forward to showing you guys that. But I have a clip of what we had for weather last week, which was 60 plus mile an hour winds. And it was, Angie, you know the terrain here. It was so, I mean, thick with dust, you could not see the hills. Just looking out my door, it was just, once you got past the camp kitchen, it was just brown. You couldn't see, couldn't even see the RV park. That's how bad the dust and wind was. It was terrible. So you guys will understand why I've been doing so many studio videos. You'll see on that. I'm going to have Cheryl add that into that. You guys can kind of see. It's pretty crazy. But yeah, but it's getting better. This morning, it was 12 in my truck. 12 with 30 mile an hour winds. it all left by lunch. It was fine. So anyway, I'm excited to get to down to the range and actually do some work and do some shooting. But I have a little more studio work to do that we'll get to. But what else have you been working on? I got something in very cool today, too, that I want to talk about. But I'm pumped that you got the Avenger. That's cool. And I can't wait to see what you get out of it in 25. I've got the 22. I'll be doing some stuff with that a little bit later. Yeah, we'll be getting to that a little bit later. This in Q1, kind of, I did so much Avenge X stuff last year, like a whole bunch, I think like maybe four videos in December. So dial it back a little bit. We'll jump into it here at some point. We'll get to the 22. I'm excited to shoot it. But what else have you been working on?
I've been kind of doing simple videos. I haven't been doing any. There's some changes with the GTA, and you know about it, of course, Rick.
Yeah.
But kind of a little bit more simple range time, studio time videos with things. And I've a lot with Buckrail. I've done a few videos with Buckrail lately. I love their stuff. It takes a pretty, like a plain Jane gun and turns it into something pretty cool.
Cool.
Though some people were with, like with the JTS, the standard Aracuda, they were like, oh, you ruined it. But I mean, I do like the Woodstock, but it also allows you to, I don't want to mess up my Woodstock. So just put the Buckrail stock on it, go run around the woods, and you're not going to worry about getting your Woodstock all scratched up. So that was cool. I've also been doing squirrel hunting because it's season here. Yeah, I took the Gauntlet 25 out and with the ATN on it, and I sniped some squirrels.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's cool. All right. Anything else going on? I mean, we could tell people a little bit about what's going on with the GTA. It's not, I talked a little bit about it last week, but I mean, we can certainly go through it. If people want to understand, first of all, I mean, you know what the GTA is. I know what the GTA is. There's, I think everybody that's watching this, knows what the GTA is, but I bet you there's some people that may watch this or listen to the podcast, don't know what the GTA is. So really quickly, let me just take us to the GTA and we'll just talk about that. Okay. So, before we do that, let me just, first of all, time out. We need to kind of back up and say this. Thank you to everybody that's watching. So first of all, thank you guys for watching. The people that download it and listen to a podcast, thank you. I think we've got well over 11,000 downloads of the show at this point, which to me is awesome. I mean, I think that's really, really cool. So thank you so much. The folks that have joined Patreon and have joined the Officers Club, thank you guys so much. I want to talk a little bit about that because there was something that was happening. I want to kind of make sure everybody's on board with how that works. So we'll get to that here a little bit later, a little shopkeeping or housekeeping. That was the word I was looking for. But the GTA is a forum. I was on the GTA back when I was first started in Cottageville. You know, when I first started reading Tom's blogs and kind of getting into the sport, the GTA is where I went every day to get my dose of what's happening next, right? And I was given the opportunity to take over the GTA, and it was cool. And what I wanted to do is merge kind of the forum, which it needs some little modernization. I'm not blind to the fact that we need to do a little work to make it a little bit easier for people to use. And we're in the process of kind of working that out. But we also wanted to create this way of people, to bring people into the GTA. So that's why Angie's doing the video she does a YouTube channel, does Facebook and all the other things so that people know about the GTA. The GTA is just a great place. And it's sometimes people may think, oh, it's hard to be a member. It's not hard. It is. We do want members that are really love the sport. So where some forums, and I'm, I don't, I am not throwing mud anywhere. So please don't, please hear me. Okay. I'm going to talk about why we do what we do. And I'm not concerned what others do, but when you sign up, you have to verify your email. You have to say a hello post. The reason we do that is so that we know you're a real person. We want real people that want to interact with Airgun, with other real airgunners, right? So we could have 150,000 names on file that are not real. I mean, not real people that interact. I'd rather have 25 or 30,000. We're sitting at a little over 25 or right 23 and some change, almost 24, let's say, 1,000 members. We want members that actually interact with and that communicate. So that's what we're really, that's what my focus is. And the GTA is just a great place to be able to get on and actually have conversations with real other air gunners. So please, this kind of goes into what we've been dealing with Facebook and Instagram, right, Angie?
Yeah.
I mean, I woke up guys, I am like trying to do all of this stuff. So Angie, you please keep an eye on the chat. Okay.
Okay.
Let me know what's going on. I'm just going to show you, you know, this is the image. This is the image that I got that welcomed me in my actually, this was, I got an email that said your account's been suspended. And this was our GTA Instagram account. And then when I finally said I appealed it, then I had access to my account. I was greeted with this long list of offenses. And it's all just pictures linking to a video that's about something we featured. And their claims are that we're trying to sell and all this stuff. It's just not true. I mean, we don't sell anything. GTA doesn't sell anything. Airgun Web doesn't sell anything. We certainly represent people that do, and maybe that's where they're getting their knickers in a twist. But that is, yeah, we don't violate the rules. Now, we have been appealing every single, I mean, I don't know how many you've had come across your desk, Angie, but I've had a bunch come across my desk. Multiple times a day, I'm having to, no, you guys made a mistake. No, you guys made a mistake. No, you guys. And so far, it seems like they are starting to get the message. I mean, I don't have anything that's come back that said, oh, no, we have found you have definitely been in violation. That's been most of the appeals have kind of fallen our way. Have you found that on your end?
Yep.
Okay. Yep. So something's there. But I tell you, it's a pain in the butt. And I just have to know that at some point, it's probably not going to fall our way. So this is where things like GTA or Airgun Army, we'll talk about that here in a minute, are, as far as I'm concerned, super important. Because I own that site. Facebook can't shut it down. YouTube can't shut it down. I own it. And the content that we have, if you go down to like the grip section, you want to catch a grip review, or you want to go over to, you want to go back to the ARC and you want to see all of the Airgun Repository knowledge here. I got to reorganize some of that. And you want to see all of these videos. I mean, if you just look at it, we have hundreds of videos on products that we've been working with and working on. And you can go get the stuff right here. And this is pulled from not YouTube. So if YouTube pulls the plug on my content and says, we're done with you and you're done, it deletes everything, we don't lose it. We lose YouTube, but we don't lose our content. And that's why GTA is so important. I think it's so important. It's the same reason. And before I took over the GTA, I had started Airgun Army, and I've kind of run them parallel. They're very, very different environments. And I'll show you guys that here in a little bit. But this is super important. It's something that we're dealing with. And it's taking a lot of time every week to deal with this nonsense. And our hope is that folks begin to kind of peel away a little bit and go to something that is less, that's actually like the GTA or Airgun Army or even our websites. I mean, we have the airgunweb.com that has all of the content, or gatewaytoairguns.com, which has all of the content. So you actually don't have to use YouTube to see our stuff. You can partake of that for free on our websites, gatewaytoairguns.org or Airgun Army. It's all there so that we can continue doing what we're doing, bringing you guys really, I think, valuable content. And gosh, I wasn't going to talk about this, but I might actually a little bit in very general terms. bring you guys valuable content that I think really is useful. Angie, I don't know if you spend time looking at other content. I actually don't have time in a day to go look at what all the other content creators are doing. I don't know if you've spent much time looking at other content online, Airgun content, have you?
Not a whole lot, but I do some.
Yeah. And I mean, there's something for everybody. And if a content creator is doing well, I'm pleased for them. I don't want to begrudge anybody success in what they're doing. I do want to say that if you're a reviewer, please review things realistically so that the people that are consuming the content actually have a realistic expectation of what they're going to get in the box, which is really where I have sought to come back to bring Airgun Web going that direction, which frankly is, it's not as popular as blowing stuff up. I'm not the blow stuff up guy. But I can tell you how many feet per second a certain pellet does in a certain air gun at 4,600 feet. You know, that I could tell you, which I think has some useful. Yeah, go ahead.
Or how about making things seem so awesome just for hype? I can't really do that either. My conscience, it burns me up. I got to bring the truth.
Yeah.
Which is, I think, a good thing.
I agree. I mean, it's one of those things where I've had people talk about getting off topic here, but it's kind of on topic, given the nature of where I want to go this year. And then kind of one of the things in the description, I said, what are your airgun goals for 2024? As we get to that here in a minute. But, you know, I want to make sure that whatever I'm putting out is useful, is constructive. I've had many people ask me, Rick, why don't you talk about this gun or that gun or the other gun? And why don't you ever, why is a gun ever trash? And I'm like, well, why in the world would I spend 8 hours of my time and then pay for editing and then pay for publication on a product where I'm going to say, this is a piece of garbage? Why would I put myself through that? I mean, that's not fun. It doesn't help anybody.
We generally will give our opinion back to the manufacturer or the sponsor. This gun is, we're not doing it. It's no good.
Yeah. You don't want us to review this gun. You want us to review something else.
Yeah. It gives them the opportunity to go back to the drawing board with it and see what's wrong and fix it.
Yeah. I'd much rather be useful on both sides of the coin.
Yeah. Yeah.
So a lot of times you see us doing things or using products in a positive way, because that's what we want to show. If you have, especially, gosh, I'm doing some stuff on the tech world, which is a whole different animal. And it's interesting because negativity sells, man. Negativity, hot takes, all a bunch of stuff that's putting things down, putting other people down. That seems to just generate a lot of views, and views equals money in that world. For us, I mean, we don't get anything really from YouTube. I got my check today from YouTube, or my deposit today from YouTube. It was $200. So in a whole month, Airgun Web, with nearly 100,000 subscribers and a quarter million or so views per month, makes $200. So let me just tell you, the views ain't paying the bills. That won't even pay to edit a video, I don't think. So anyway, it's funny. But in other things and other genres, negativity really sells. I don't want to do that. I would rather have a small, discreet, profitable, and I say profitable by as in productive, presence than just, if it was about money, I can go make money doing other things. I've got other skill sets that are very profitable, and I can go do that. I enjoy this. I want to do this. And I enjoy talking with you guys. And so we're going to keep moving the GTA. GTA is its own thing. Airgun Web is its own thing. We do work very closely together. Dog River Design, my parent company, owns both of them. We're going to keep moving together, and we're going to we serve different needs. GTA is very, very good. The website, this website here is very, very good for vendors that want to be able to reach consumers and connect with consumers to sell their products. man, we can't do that on YouTube anymore. We can't do that on Facebook anymore. I think the reason we got in trouble with Facebook and Instagram is because we were linking to e-commerce places, and that in their mind said, we're selling stuff. We're not selling anything. Our sponsors, maybe we've cut all of that out. So everything that I'm doing on Aragon Web, excuse me, and I believe GTA has been the same way for 2024, is it's all going to be fully ads compliant for YouTube so that we don't get into this restricted space that Aragon Web has been in for 10 years. So, it's a turning, it's a change of direction, which we'll see how it plays out. I'm actually very hopeful. I mean, I've seen an uptick in our traffic. I've seen a 20% increase in subscribers, and I've seen a 10 to 15% increase, maybe better than that, increase in views. So I'm very excited about taking these things in this direction because it's back to my roots and I feel comfortable there. I don't have to, like you're saying, Angie, be woohoo about something I'm like, bleh, bleh, about. I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
This doesn't interest me. I have something that I came in today, I'll talk about later, that I'm super excited about. And I like to be genuinely excited about things. You know, I've been in some situations where I've been asked to be very excited about something I wasn't really excited about. And, you know, working with people that have the ability to just flip a switch and they're like, man, they're just bright like the sun and they're so excited. It's the greatest thing sliced bread. And then the minute the camera stops, the switch flips and they're like, oh, what's the next thing on the list? You know, I'm like, wow, okay. I mean, I can kind of do that too. You've been to SHOT Show with me and you have to sort of play the game a little bit. But I mean, I don't, when I'm talking about products that I'm bringing to you guys, I don't ever want to do that. So I'm happy with the way things are going. We'll see if it's something that's sustainable because we've taken a bit of a hit with our sponsorship base. I mean, me personally, Aragon Web and the GTA is seeing some impact as well, but we'll see. GTA has actually dropped a little bit, but then gained a lot more. So we'll see how that all plays out. So I have high hopes for us moving forward. It's going to be a transition year though. So
we have a couple comments.
Okay, go ahead.
Charles Outdoor says, I've been a member of the GTA for at least 12 years. The knowledge base there is huge. Absolutely agree. There's Thank something you. There for every air gunner alive.
Every air gunner alive. Absolutely.
And then Derek's Adventure says, all I want is good, honest reviews, the good and the bad. Yeah, I understand that. And that's why we have the pros and cons with the grip reviews. There's the pros and cons section. These are the good things about the air gun. And these are things that, I don't like so much.
Yeah, John's saying regarding this is trash, we really would appreciate knowing before we lay out our cash. And here's what I tell people. If I haven't reviewed it, ask me. If I have experience with it, I'll say so. I may say so in a private email. You know, there are products. There are some things that I buy personally. This is why we've started the Patreon page and the Officers Club, is because that provides some revenue base for me to be able to go get things that we can try that I can't get a sponsor to provide or a manufacturer to provide. I have to buy it. And, you know, when you're only making a teeny bit on YouTube and you've got employees and you've got bills and you've got expenses and you got to be able to pay the bills. I mean, this is a full-time job for me. It's a full-time job for Angie. This isn't a hobby. You know, I have another full-time job on top of this job. So, you know, I have to be very discerning. I was going to find the right word. I have to be very discerning where I put my time because I can't get more time. You know, I try and increase efficiency is how I get more time. But anyway,
Well, also on that, Rick, I mean, if we're going to go around and badmouth air guns, manufacturers, who's going to want us to review their product? And I mean, the sponsors is what pays my bills.
Yeah.
So I could, she talks bad about a lot of, I mean, I'm going to be honest and tell you the things that I like and I don't like, but I'm not going to, this one's horrible. Don't ever go buy it. I'm not going to do anything like that. I will go to the manufacturer or the vendor and say, look, this gun's terrible. I will not review it. And like you said, Rick, if you guys want to know about it and I've reviewed it, I'll let you know. Yep.
If I put hands on it, I'll tell you honestly what's going on with it. I don't have any problem with that. You can put it in. You can message me. You can put it on a Facebook thing. You can use Airgun Army. That would be a great thing. And maybe there's something. Maybe there's some two layers to that. Maybe there's a general questions and answers section, and maybe there's something on the Officers Club that's a little bit more detailed. I don't know. We'll see. Yeah. I mean, we'll see. I want to be available for those types of things. But I just know, I mean, there's lots of air guns I could put my hands on and do a video and just show how absolutely awful they are. That's not hard. It's far trickier to find good products to tell you guys about and how to make those work their best. That's far more difficult, but that's what I've sought to do with my entire career, is to even if something is mediocre, how can you make the mediocre shoot as good as it possibly can? And I'll please to say this is mediocre. And this is how you can get the best results with this product in these conditions. So that's what I seek to do. And if you have questions, just ask. Comment. Yeah. Shoot me a note. I'll do my best to answer you. And if I don't have any experience with it, I'll just say, I don't know. I don't have to know. Yeah. So, yeah.
Don Steiben says, hey, Angie, thanks for the reviews. It helped me and my wife get an Urban 22 and a Coyote Whisper, and they are awesome. Thanks. Yeah. You're very welcome.
Yeah, that is exactly what I want to be about. And I have so many, and I'm sure you do too, Angie, so many comments that come in. And for every negative one, I've probably got five saying, thank you. Gosh, this is just what I needed to know. Mm-hmm. You know, makes me happy. It's why I do what I do. And I know it's what Angie does, what she does. And that's why we want to keep doing it. Right. So in that vein, we could really use a sponsor for the show. So, I would like to, it would be great if this area, this sphere of what we're doing here had a sponsor, that'd be great. So anybody out there that would like to do that, or if you're a manufacturer, vendor, you would like to be showcased here, we'd love to have that discussion. Okay, so that was, we did the thank you. We did the, yeah, we're looking for a sponsor. We have Facebook and Instagram issues. We talked about that. Hopefully those will be able to move forward with a new process that will take us out of the spotlight somewhat. So we'll see how that works. So I want to come back to the Airgun Army.
Can I say something discussion. Else real quick on the same thing?
You most certainly can.
Charles Outdoors says, I've learned if Rick or Angie now doesn't have a review on an air gun, it sets off a red flag for me. I appreciate that, but there are a lot of air guns that I haven't gotten my hands on. So like we said earlier, if you're wondering about a certain one, just send us a message and we will let you know if we've put our hands on it or not. But there are a lot that I've never touched. So I don't want to steer you guys in any wrong way in that.
I think we should do a Q&A section on maybe ask Rick and ask Angie section on the Airgun Army side. Maybe we could do something like that, Angie. We'll just talk about it later. I don't want to commit you to stuff that, maybe we'll figure out a way to do it. So it's not like two different things that we each have to manage. It's something we could both help participate in. We'll figure that out. Go ahead.
There's another question. G-Man wants to know, he said, thanks for doing reviews. Sometimes any company can have a bad one. Absolutely. Do you give all companies the chance to get you a second good rifle/pistol? Yes. Reach out to them, let them know we got a bum one. They'll send us a second one. If we get a second bum one, then we let them know, yep, no good. We're not going to do this one.
Yeah, and absolutely. I mean, our first call or first email when something's not quite right is back to the sponsor or to the manufacturer, because yes, things happen in shipping. Things happen. I mean, all kinds of things can happen. They screw things up. Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Let's take a break from that for a minute. We're going to get back to Airgun Army. Let's see, because we're already at the top of the hour, this is like sailed. So that's awesome. Thank you guys for hanging out while we talk about this stuff. Really do appreciate it. It does mean a lot to both Angie and I. And we enjoy, I enjoy coming up here. I bet you Angie does too, right, Angie?
I do. I do.
Yeah, she gets to hang up here with Timmy and G-Man and everybody else. So Derek, we see Derek up here pretty regularly. So we have a good time. Yeah. I don't see Bob's up here too. Look at Bob. I don't see Joe. We need to get Joe back up here. Okay. I had a question, and the image on the thumbnail was this guy right here. Thank you, Angie. She put it right on Airgun Army. Look at that. Is Airgun bundles. Do you guys buy them? And this, I kind of got to thinking about this because of the We the Plinkers package that we just see. Let me do this. I'm going to go here for a moment.
Ooh, that's
What?
one that I had before you had.
Yes, that is it. Why don't you tell the folks what it is while I get the pictures up?
My gosh, I'm blanking.
It's the
All I can.
Day State Huntsman Revere.
Oh yeah, and it's sweet. That's a sweet package. It's
Yes.
from Air Guns of Arizona, and they pretty much send you everything that you need, the scope, the gun. Well, you'll need a fill source, of course. But they didn't send pellets. Didn't get pellets with it, I don't think. But you
Nope.
got a t-shirt. Well, I got a t-shirt. You didn't get a
I
t-shirt.
didn't get
I
a
got a t-shirt.
t-shirt. That you would not want to see me in her t-shirt. That was part of the reason. As a 15 pounds of sugar in a 5 pound bag, that would be bad. That would be very
Well,
bad.
yeah, it's a sweet gun. It's definitely one that it's a beautiful stock, and that would be a tough one to decide to run through the woods with and get scratched up.
I'm gonna go take it. I'm gonna take it rabbit hunt.
Well, you're not in the woods. You can pretty
I got
much
mesquite trees,
over top
bushes.
of your bushes.
All right, so there's the We the Plinkers
Beautiful.
package. It is really gorgeous. So it comes with the really nice case, comes with really good sports match mounts, comes with a Mamba. These is the ultra light. It's a 10, no, it's a 3 to 10. It's a 3 to 10. I think it tops out at 10. It's got comes with a 0 dB, comes with a 11 shot mag and a single shot magazine. It's gorgeous gun. It's pricey. Was it 14 and some change, 13, 1400 bucks, something like that, Angie? Do you remember?
Something like that. It's been like almost a year since I've had that one, I think.
Right.
So,
Okay.
yeah.
So, all right. So this is a full package. My question is, and I bet you this may get segmented a bunch based on what you know about Airgun. So if you don't know anything, I bet you Airgun packages are wonderful because you don't have to guess. And I remember doing support for Pyramid Air years ago where people would buy and they would be missing something. Like, I don't know if this, Angie, when you got it, because this takes a fill probe. Does it take a probe? It does. Did it come with the little nipple for the fill probe or did you have to order that?
I don't remember, Rick. I don't remember.
PCPs are great for this, especially ones that use a probe. Now, so many have gone to the Foster connection, which is obviously our preference. And even the probes have an integrated Foster connector, which is not as good as just having it on the rifle, but at least you don't have to go get a fitting. But when I started, everything was 1/8 BSPP or whatever it is. And you had to have an adapter. So you have an adapter to the Foster. And it never failed. You get people, I can't fill my gun. It won't connect to this. And then they didn't get the stinking adapter. So when you're new to the sport, I'm thinking that bundles are great. What do you think, Angie?
I think they're great, and I think even if you're not new, like I know I was looking at some of Pyramid Air's, you can kind of pick what you want in your package. So I thought that was a cool option. You can choose your scope, your
Which one
fill
was this?
source, Pyramid
Which one was
Air.
this? Okay.
Yeah.
Which bundle were you talking about there?
Oh, that one was the Marauder, I
Okay.
think. Yeah.
See, I think look, I mean, I think this is a great package personally. If I'm this is one of those things that if I'm going to be, critical and constructively so, I'm not a fan of the scope. I think the scope leaves accuracy on the table, personally. And I know AOA would be pissed at me for saying so, but it's just the reality of it. If you're shooting in your backyard, it's wonderful. It's great. It's awesome. Beautiful. If you're shooting out to 50 yards, it's really good. But you want to stretch it further. For me, I need more than 10 power or I can't see it. I need if I'm shooting precision or trying to shoot if that's a big hopeful precision, like air quotes the whole deal. If I'm trying to shoot precision, I need like a 50 power scope and homing pellets, something.
They make those?
Laser guided AI powered homing pellets. That's what. That's what I need.
I will never go to another competition again, ever, ever, if That's they what started I need. Making those.
AI powered homing pellets. That's going to be. I need AIPHP. That's what AI powered homing pellets. Anyway, I need more magnification. It's a wonderful package, and I love everything about it, except I would personally have a more powerful scope on it. I would have something that's at least a 16 to 24. And maybe, I don't know, I haven't looked if you can change the optic when you order it. But to me, I think the one thing that I think always needs to be an option when you're putting together a package and you're doing this is that the person can choose the optic they want, right?
Oh yeah.
Yep. It's going to change the price, no problem. But if I'm spending $1,300, $1,400, $1,500 a gun, if it's another $150 for the scope I want, I'll pay the difference.
Yeah.
Right. If I'm already there, I'm already at $1,500, what's $1,650? And so, I mean, it's a big if. Not everybody can do that or would do that. They'd be down under a grand and, you know, be happy. So I'm just saying, I would like the ability to choose my optic and maybe have, like, if I'm brand new to the sport, say shooting in your backyard, use this one. Hunting in the field out to 75 yards, choose this one. You know, wanted to bench precision shoot out to 100 plus yards, choose this one. You have like three options, right? Three choices. So it's three choices. And that you can go and just pick, see, three. Three. To me, I think that makes more sense. At least give us a choice of the scope. Mm-hmm. I mean, that would be my preference. I don't know what you guys think. What do you guys think of that?
Well, we have Kyle Klugen that says he's not a fan of packages. They're often not good value per dollar.
Okay.
See, I think it would be cool if, like, you could build your own package and there would be a notable difference in price. You'd get a discount for buying it as a package. If you go and put everything in the cart that you're going to buy separately, and then you go build your package and there'd be a couple hundred dollar difference. I think it'd be cool if they did that.
Well, they couldn't do a couple hundred dollar difference. There's not that much margin to make, but they could do a 5% discount or a free shipping or something. The margin on air guns, guys, is very, very, very tiny. But I get what you're saying. I just pulled up. Oh, that's a nice looking picture. I just pulled up Airgun Pro Shop, which is a company I used to own. I sold it a couple years ago. And we did RTG packages, which are maybe it's here. Let's see if they're still doing it.
That sounds explosive.
What, RTG?
RTG.
It means ready to go. and what I did, and I think they're carrying it forward, but what I did is that, so this is actually a form. This, it's funny. This form is based off when I ran Needle, which is the chat system that Pyramid Air, so you're chatting with somebody, if Needle's still doing it. That whole thing back when I was living in Arizona, that was almost 6 years ago. So it would have been, I was doing it for a couple of years, 8, 10 years ago, plus or minus. Anyway, I had to come up with the training system to train people that would walk people how to get the right air gun, right? So this would be like ask you what kind of shooting you're doing. I'm hunting, target, both, but more hunting, both, more target. So, you know, if I knew that, then I knew what the next, you know, what to kind of begin thinking down. You can actually go to these guys, give them what you're looking for. They'll come up with the full packages and you will get a discount. So this is customized. Every person gets a customized package. I really like. And that's something that I worked with again, when I was running Airgun Pro Shop, we did RTG packages and it came with the tank. It came with the gun. We usually would ask people what scope they want. It would come with the ammo that we know worked with the package or whatever. So that really when they got it out of the box, it should do exactly what they needed to do for their particular need. But it was pretty custom. I mean, there were some ready to go things we did. Like we had the Last Resort, which was the Rex pistol with a longer thing. We called it the Last Resort 50 caliber microcarbine with a tank and everything. That was like really fun. But I like packages that are customized to the specific need and they're less maybe like generic. Everybody gets the same thing. Cause that, It'll fit a bulk of people, but there are outliers that it's not going to be ideal for. Having the ability to massage that and make it fit, I think, is really cool, personally.
Yeah.
Anyway.
There's a couple comments.
Okay.
Box guitars rock. I generally don't buy packages because I end up getting stuff I don't need. It's smart to get a package so you can use your new air gun, though. Yeah.
Yep.
If it doesn't come with the, yeah.
The little fill probe. That's a oversight right there. Like, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Rich USA. Hey, Rich. I would think at this price, it should be good. Not sure what price.
Okay.
Yes. Kyle Klukin again. I think don't get packages. Do research and get what you actually need and the quality you want.
I think if you're brand new, like when I was brand new to air guns, and I think it's got to be 10 times worse now. Because when I started, PC what? I mean, I came in
so long ago.
Shut up. I came in before the Benjamin Discovery, right? So, you know, that was a long time ago. The Benjamin Discovery was like the first mainstream PCP. Everything came in the box that you could just buy it and use it. Before then, you could get a PCP because the Dragon Claw was the gun that I loved, had to own it. You know, it was going to be the greatest thing since sliced bread. Still love the gun. But I mean, I made the mistake of getting a PCP and not knowing I need the stinking little fill thing. And so now I'm waiting another week before I can fit my gun. I researched all kinds of things. I spent hours and hours and hours for somebody that's brand new, specifically on the PCP side. It's less of an issue when you're doing a break barrel or something else. It's a little bit less of a problem. But when you get into the PCP world, having somebody there to help you, I think is really important. I think all the vendors do it. Pyramid Air does it. Utah does it. Airguns Arizona does it. Airgun Pro Shop does it. New England Airgun. They all do it because they want they want the customer to have the best possible experience, right? I mean,
yeah.
I know. I mean, that's why I did it. Customer service. I could never, Airgun Pro Shop, when I owned it, we could never compete on price. What we could do is provide better service and setup than other people, or at least try to. And that's why we did well. It's because we really wanted to make sure that if we put a shot card on there that was showing sub inch at whatever range they wanted, we had the pellets in there with everything was set up as we did it. We shipped them the tin of pellets we used for the testing. They should be able to reproduce that, you know. So, you know, we tried to really make a package that fit the needs. And it was just kind of a thing I was thinking about because I personally love the We the Plinkers package. I mean, I really like it. I enjoy it. I've got like a whole series of videos that are going to be coming out on that gun. I'm going to be getting a new Western air guns gun here, probably one of the short ones in 22 or 25. We'll see. That's going to be like a different use case than the 30 I've been using. I really like the 30. But people say the 35 is more accurate. Okay. For my needs, I'm going to put an ATM on it, see if I can go kill a couple coyotes. I mean, if I could push 170 foot-pounds with an 84 grain slug and be accurate at 100 yards, I don't know that I personally need more than that. I think I'm pretty good to go, Angie. I don't know about you.
Yeah, I'd agree.
Yeah. I mean, reliable, accurate, powerful, 15, 17 shots on tap before I fall off the reg, semi-automatic. Oh, yeah.
There's a couple coyotes there.
Perfectly fine with that. Yeah. So, but anyway, we can move on. We can see if there's any, let's see.
Timmy said most of the scopes that come in a package are just junk. They put in to up the price. A lot of scopes can be kind of paperweights, but.
Well, it depends on what you're talking about, Tim. So let me play devil's advocate for just a moment. If you're talking about a vendor that's adding a scope into a package that is not like a big box store, let's say you're going to Walmart and buying a gun, or you're going to whatever, Dick's Sporting Goods and buying an air gun and it's got a scope. I can tell you the manufacturers would love to not have that scope in there. Let me tell you why. Because they don't get to decide what goes on the shelf. Dick's Sporting Goods does. Walmart does. Not only does Walmart tell them what's going on the shelf, they tell them what's going to be in the box. They tell them what they're going to pay them to be in the box and be on that shelf. they don't get a say of anything. If they want to make the buck, the $1.25 for the million units they're going to sell, they do exactly what Walmart tells them. And Walmart says it's got to have a scope. So the reason you get a crappy scope in a bundle, like in a Walmart thing, is because Walmart dictated it had to have a scope. And it has to be at this price point. So the dictator of that particular setup isn't the manufacturer or the, it's not like a Gamma or a Crossman. It's not those guys. It's the store. So I happen to know that for like fact, because they would much rather not have to put a scope on it. If you take a look at some of the, like some of the new exclusive that Gamma is putting out, they've got their exclusive guns that they're bringing over from Europe. That's special runs that they're the guns I've been wanting to get my hands on. I got an unboxing coming out Friday of the Gamma Hunter Extreme Ultimate. I know you've already done some work with that, Angie.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of it?
Oh, it rides in the back seat of my truck.
That's high praise, man.
Yep.
That's high praise. Yep. It's a 25 cal beast of an air gun. You know what? They do bundle an optic with it. But I actually don't mind their 3-9 by whatever it is, scope 40. The scope's been fine for me. I don't find that one obnoxious. There's some other things I've found. There's a particular company I'm not going to talk about name, but they started shipping plastic scopes. They used to ship metal scopes, but the whole scope was plastic. And that's problematic. Anyway, but a lot of that, you know, devil advocate for you there, Tim. If you're talking about Walmart bundles or Dick's Sporting Goods type bundles, a lot of times those are dictated by the store, not the manufacturer. Now, if you're talking about something that's at a manufacturer and they're like, I know that Pyramid Air and Ergo Depot and all the places, they'll have bundles with optics and stuff. You know what they do? I mean, they're absolutely responsible because they're the ones picking it. They're the ones pushing it. So, yeah. And they're not jacking up the price. They're really not. And the margins on this stuff is really, really tiny. Anyway. So what else we got there?
Well, this is kind of off topic, but not really. So Tim, he emails me. We chat and email back and forth. And he sent me some pictures of some pretty cool things he's made with air guns. His favorite kind of air guns. Favorite, wink, wink. He's made some lamps out of them, which I thought were pretty cool. And then he got me my own snow shovel that's waiting for me outside of his house. And he's put it on there. He's waiting for me to do a grip review on it.
Yeah.
So cool. It's actually pretty. It's got a blue shovel head and everything.
Yeah. Tim's saying he's got some poop scopes from Pyramid. And it depends on what you bought. Like if you're buying one of their packages where they've bundled a UTG or bundled a Hawk, that's one thing. If it's a Crossman or a Gammo, that's provided by the particular manufacturer. But again, you know, Gammo take their Bone Collector, let's just say, you know, I don't know how many thousands, hundreds of thousands they make, and that box goes to everybody. So, and it's what's in the box is going to be dictated by the manufacturer that is buying the most, or excuse me, the vendor that's buying the most stuff. So let's say that's going into Dick's Sporting Goods and they're buying 200,000 units. Well, they're not going to do a separate boxing for Pyramid Air that's buying 1,000 units. They're going to get the same thing that they just made 200,000 of. That's how that works. It's all economy of scale, or be too expensive. I mean, I've done a bit of importing and I've done a bit of bringing product, you know, creating a package, bringing product in, dealing with clearances, dealing with customs, dealing with air freight, dealing with, you know, packaging. Oh my God, just the packaging can be stupid money. And it is, by the time you're all said and done, if you've paid all the fees and all the things, you got to sell a crap ton of product or you just lose your shirt. Yeah, it's tough. So, but anyway, Banjaman, he's dumping on my Gammo composite. You know, I don't know what to say about that. We'll just have to just ignore that comment. Move on. I'm picking on you, Banjo. Let's see what else we got here. Charles is saying, I like having a 3.9x40 scope with AO. I agree. My main complaint, two complaints with the Gammo scope. I'm going to talk about that. First of all, I've not had any problems with their bundle scope. I use them all the time. I just use them. Are they the best? No. Do I wish they had an adjustable objective? Hell yes. Do I wish they had bill dots? Oh, of course, yes. Do they? No. Do I still use them? Yes. Have they held up? Yes. For me, I mean, they've been okay. I just work around it. But I do wish there was like a $50 scope that had mil dots and adjustable objective. Like a 3-9. 3-9 by 32 or 3-9 by 40 with mil dots, adjustable objective that would hold up to a Magnum Springer. That would be awesome. I don't need it to light up. I don't need the bells and whistles and to blink. I don't need any of that. I just need it to give me a clear picture and hold zero. I'd be happy with that. But to get there, I mean, people ask me all the time, Rick, you know, what scope should I buy for my Magnum Springer? I mean, Angie, I'm sure you get that question. What do you suggest?
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, I always send people to Hawk because I was looking at their website the other day. They have a no-fault lifetime warranty. And you know air guns, I mean, Springers especially, they have that backwards recoil. So, I mean, you just call them up, say, hey, it's busted. I need a new one. They send you a new one. And I've never had a Hawk scope break on me. They have something for every budget. And they've got some really nice glass. So I always turn people to Hawk.
Yeah. Yeah. Hawk has a couple lines that I like. Let me see if I pull it up. I've got the website. I can pull it up right here. Can't I? Let's just pull them up. This is also, by the way, guys, I can't get any monetization on this show because the minute I show a Pyramid Air or an Ergo Depot or anything, we're demonetized. So, you know, this is why we need a sponsor, because even though you guys come up and hang out with us, we love it. We love doing it. We do it anyway. The minute I show a place that you could buy something, we are now demonetized and can't make anything off the show. Let's see.
Don yep. Steiben said, YouTube just censored my last post and would guess it's because of words used. Good reason for GTA to not mess with YouTube.
Yeah. All right. So let's do, okay, let me just say something. If you're on Hawk's thing, the Vantage IR is the starting point for airgun rated stuff. The reason I say that is that all their IR stuff has an etched glass reticle. So if it's Hawk and it's IR, it's etched glass. Now, these scopes aren't $50. Yeah. Wide angle IR, Hawk Vantage. They should have Vantage. Did they go? No, here it is. Like, here's one. The prices have gone up. It's the last time I looked. All right, so there's your Hawk Vantage IR. And that's like MSRP. It'll be less when you go to buy it. Yeah, if you notice, their reticles, their IR reticles are all etched glass. And that's a big difference when you're getting a scope for your air gun or break barrel air gun. My favorite of their Vantage line was the 4-16. 4-12 is good too, but they have a 4-16 by 50 AO. This one here. Yep. That was my favorite scope from them, right there. Prices have gone up. That used to be not $300. That used to be less. I wonder what it's going for, Pyramid Air. We kind of get an idea of the, oh, that reminds me of something else to talk about. Let's see. 12, yeah, okay. 4-16 by 50. No, thank you. Yep, here it is. So it's a little bit less. It's what, $40 less? 309 to like 280? 310 to 280? So $50? $40?
30?
I think it's $40. $30? Oh. $30? Yeah, okay, $30. So it's $30 less. So that is still, it's a lot of money for a scope. it's tough. That's why I said I wish there was a $50 scope that would do it.
Well, G-Man said what I was thinking. Rick, those scopes now start at $75 to $100. The price of everything has gone.
Yeah, that's probably true. That's probably true. I've tried some of the Amazon scopes, Pinty and C-Live, and they're great. They're fine on PCPs as long as you're not trying to really – don't get the 6 to 24s because – you really, they're not clear past 16 anyway, so the 4 to 16s are better. And on PCPs are fine, but I've had mixed results on Break Girl. So I need to get back in touch with UTG because they might have some stuff that's worth looking at again. But I was going to show one other one that I would say is the Air Max line is another good line from Hawk. So Vantage IR is the starting point, and then look at Air Max. And these are the scopes that I mean, you can go Sidewinder and all those, but that's, you're starting to talk about getting pricier. Anyway, yeah, there's a 4 to 12 AO. Yeah. Just a real nice, solid. Yeah. Anyway.
Beanflip asked, have you used the Hawk Touch scope?
The one that goes up against your eye? Is that the one he's talking about?
I have no idea.
Yeah, this one. I have one.
So you've used it?
Mm-hmm. Zero eye. Yeah, because it has an eye cup. I can't use it well because it goes right up against my glasses. But if you don't wear glasses, it's actually a really cool scope. You just don't use it on a gun that has a lot of recoil or you'll get scope eye. The dork. Anyway. Now, see, if you do that, I could just say my wife hit me, you know, and then I get all kind of sympathy, whatever.
So maybe yeah, not.
So, okay, let's see what we got here. Kyle was talking about Magnum break barrels. I look for scopes at rated for 308. It has nothing to do with firearm rating at all, Kyle. You need to understand that the all of the scopes are rated for way more than 308. It's about the reverse recoil. A break barrel, when that compressor chamber hits, it drives the gun forward. You don't have that recoil in the firearm. It could be rated for a 50 BMG. If it's not airgun rated, it ain't going to hold up on a Magnum break barrel. It has to be designed to withstand that reverse recoil. If it doesn't, he'll trash it. All right. Let's see here.
Banjo Man, he asked, what gamma scope do you use for the iguana hunts? Yeah, the standard one that comes with them.
Generally, well, he's talking about the 4x32. On the CFX that I shot, it was a 4x32. They were shooting the 3-9x40.
Yeah.
Factory scopes. I think the Cineground guys, they had their own optics. They were running
Bushnell? Was it Bushnell?
Yeah, they were running Bushnell. Yeah. But we were running just the standard gamma optic. So,
yeah.
I mean, that's all I ever run them. I mean, I've tried some BSA stuff. I have mixed results on those. But just the 3-9, I don't. I hunt with them. Okay. So I'm not trying to shoot sub MOA precision with my gamma break barrels. I'm out rabbit hunting or I'm squirrel hunting or I'm shooting spinners, steel targets. I'm shooting that kind of stuff. If I was trying to shoot precision, I'd be shooting something else. Not that it's against the gun. I don't shoot them well enough to try and shoot precision. I remember back in the day, we're already an hour in, Angie. We haven't even got through the whole list of stuff today. I remember back in the day, we were doing 25 meter bench rest, which I loved. I don't need 50, 100, whatever. 25 meter bench rest. You're shooting at something. The bullseye is about the size of the ball in a ballpoint pen. Okay, so it can be the bullseye can be this, or it can be the head of a pin. I mean, you make it more challenging by making it smaller. And at 25 meters, teeny tiny. And so we were all shooting, and some guys brought out their springers. And they were just really shocked, because in their minds, they were like the best shooters ever. They were going to just run the field. They were just awesome. And all of a sudden, when you were trying to shoot 25 targets on a card, and your every shot's like barely catching the the outside ring, you go, maybe I should look at a PCP. Because the PCPs are shooting great. I lost by one stinking point. It really bugged me. Because I was shooting an 11-foot-pound gun, and the other person was shooting a 20-some-foot-pound gun, and we had a little win. But it's all right. I called up Umarex and I said, I lost by 1 point. They shipped me the high pressure valve and I solved that problem. We're going to lose by 1 point again. All I needed was a little bit. Anyway, it was fun. I love now that kind of shooting when it's fun. It was just a fun thing. We did a bunch of folks got together and had fun, and we did it every month. And we do a little bench rest competition, have a ball. We have a good time. There was no serious money involved or anything like that. We just had a good time. So that I enjoy. I don't ever want to get to competitive shooting for like where I get an ulcer or something from it. Anyway.
Yeah. I got asked the other day if I was planning on going to any of the competitions this year. And I don't know. I think it would be cool. I don't know if I'd want to compete yet. I'd want to go just check it out first.
Well, you fortunately have the ability, at least in your yard, to get 50 yards. I know you'd be competing at 100. But, you know, again, if your target – I just wrote an article for Air Gun Depot on this, of how to train for shooting long range. And, you know, if you're shooting for sub-MOA, right, because MOA is an angle, it's a minute of angle. So if you're at 10 yards, you can practice shooting 100 yards with only 10 yards. Your groups just are just teeny tiny, right? So sub MOA at 10 yards is less than a tenth of an inch center to center. So you better put everything in one hole.
Yeah.
So you can actually train long range shooting with only a basement because you just make your target that much smaller. There's a couple questions here. Let me just address quickly before we wrap it up. And then, I didn't even get to the other stuff today. We're already past time. It happens. Sometimes you just get on a roll. Let's see. Someone had said about hammers scope. I don't have any experience with them. Element scopes, I don't have any experience with them. Monstrum, I have a little bit of experience with them. Not trying to put them on break barrels. It's and Mantis, I have a little bit of experience with them. I'm thinking that what we need to do is actually, this might be really useful, Angie, is I'm thinking maybe I'll reach out to some of these guys, and either as a GTA project or an Airgun Web project, we'll have to see how budget will allow. Maybe we can actually do some testing, just not charging them for it, but just testing to see what works.
Yeah.
You know, see, does it hold zero? Does it hold zero? I mean, we got to shoot the guns anyway, right?
Yep.
We can reach out to Hawk, which is a sponsor, which, I mean, they've been awesome. And, you know, we have the same inventory as far as the Magnum Springer goes, so Springers go. So we can certainly do a double test, which would add more credibility to the findings. Like, if we have... Hawk scopes work great for both of us. Awesome. If some of the other brands or one works for me, doesn't work for you and vice versa, and we're seeing some of that down the chain, then we'd have some data. I think that would be useful. It might be a fun project. Maybe I can reach out to some folks and maybe they're willing to do it.
Yeah.
Be nice.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, I do have optics companies contact me somewhat regularly. Monstrum has been one of them. So is Pinty and the other guys. We'll see. Maybe that would be kind of a cool project. We'll see. So.
Sweet.
Yeah. And I think the big question is, will they hold up to Magnum Springers? Yeah. I don't know. How many shots be like the old Tootsie Roll thing with the owl? How many licks does it take to get the center of Tootsie Roll? You know, lick, crunch, you know, three.
Yeah.
Couldn't wait till he had to bite it. Yeah, we'll have to see. How many shots does it take to break the scope?
How many times can Angie cock the Magnum?
I think you might get little E to come out and help you. So. Well, guys, that's going to be it. We didn't get into some other topics I was hoping to get to tonight, but we're already past the hour. We've had a great discussion. A lot of people jumping in here and having fun, and We've had a lot of viewers tonight, which is great. I really appreciate you guys. Angie, thank you for coming up and hanging out.
Thank you, Rick.
Yeah, this has been a lot of fun. I look forward to being back next week. The one thing I'll just tell you guys that I got in, she got to talk about her Avengex. I got the new Gauntlet 30 cal side lever.
Oh!
Yes, I'm super excited about that. So that's going to be one of my first videos when the weather turns good, for Umarex for sending that to me. I'm actually doing an article on that gun for Airgun Depot. So, yeah.
I'm so jealous.
I get to write about it, and then I get to go shoot some videos, and that's going to be, I think, another Coyote gun. So I'm going to drop an ATN on it, and yeah.
The yeah, side lever. That bolt is...
Yep.
Cool. I look forward to it, Rick.
Yeah, I think that's going to be cool.
Maybe you'll have it when I come out there and I can check it out.
Oh, I'm sure it'll be here. And it just makes me wonder, what am I going to do with my old bolt action one? Maybe we'll do a giveaway.
I mean, I'll probably be going to the Umarex booth at Range Day, and maybe they'll have one there.
Oh, I would imagine so.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Be cool. Yeah.
And I'm sure you'll see Scott, and I'm sure maybe they'll want to send you one, you know. So. Anyway, guys, we're going to call it a night. Thank you so much. Hopefully the audio was better this week. I did move the mic to a different location and change some wiring around, so hopefully it was clear. And, I think we've got an interesting topic to both work on this year as far as optics, trying to find some stuff to work with Magnum Springers. Kind of give us something to think about doing, Angie. You're going to be at SHOT Show. Maybe you can talk about that with some optics companies. You're gonna be right there.
Yeah.
Yep. We can talk about who to approach. UTG would be one that we really should have on the GTA. That would be a nice add-on there.
Yeah, I agree.
Cool. All right, guys. Thank you so much for coming up. We'll catch you next week, and stay warm out there and stay dry, and we'll see you.
Thank y'all. Thanks, Rick.